With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The United States and Canada have agreed to temporarily close their shared border to non-essential travel to confront the coronavirus pandemic. That'll bring a halt to tourism and family visits, but will leave the flow of trade intact. The Canadian restrictions were agreed upon mutually by both governments. Montana Secretary of State Corey Stapleton says he'll wait for more information about the coronavirus outbreak before deciding whether to change the state's June 2nd primary elections. In a video posted on Twitter yesterday, Stapleton says he is taking a, quote, deliberate pause, unquote, before giving any direction on how the election should be conducted. Montanans voting in the primary will choose their party nominees for president, U.S. Senate, governor, and a slew of down-ballot offices. On the heels of a third COVID-19 illness case announced out of Gallatin County this morning, the county and the city of Bozeman have declared states of emergency. YPR News' Rachel Kramer reports existing closures of bars and eateries and now gyms, theaters, and other indoor recreational facilities have been extended into April as part of an effort to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus.
The city and county's declarations activate emergency plans, give authority to close buildings and cancel meetings, and allow the county to furnish aid. The nearby towns of Belgrade and West Yellowstone signed emergency declarations earlier this week. Three Forks is expected to follow suit later this week. As of Wednesday morning, Gallatin County reported a total of three COVID-19 cases, two men in their 20s and one in his 40s. They're recovering in isolation at home. Cindy Spinelli with the Gallatin City County Health Department says her current supply issue concern is stocking up on personal protective equipment for healthcare workers treating potential COVID-19 cases.
To do the test, the healthcare provider needs to put on the N95 mask, and we know those are in limited supply.
She says they're monitoring to know if more healthcare workers are needed. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
The Missoula Senior Center is changing how it serves meals to its elderly members, a step designed to help prevent the spread of COVID-19, the infectious disease caused by the novel coronavirus. The disease is particularly dangerous for the elderly. John Nugent is the Senior Center's board president. Nugent says after a recent meeting with local health officials, the organization is now in full compliance with new regulations put in place by several counties, including Missoula, limiting restaurant and food services.
We're doing a grab-and-go, I guess is what they're calling it. We're attempting to serve our members by having them just come and take it and then either take it home, eat it in their car, or we have some homeless people that we set up a table for out in the parking lot that they can sit at the table and eat it.
Nugent says the Senior Center's luncheon clients even stand 6 feet apart as they wait in line around the building on Missoula's Higgins Avenue. These are very different protocols than those in place just a couple of days ago. As Montana Public Radio reported earlier this week, the center was serving meals to over 100 clients at a time in a sit-down dining setting. That's over twice the crowd size public health officials are recommending to slow the spread of COVID-19. That seating arrangement raised a red flag for Missoula Aging Services CEO Susan Kohler. Kohler, however, is thrilled with the new and improved dining arrangement.
I'm very pleased because it's the right decision. I wish they made it earlier, but it's better than not at all. We've offered to help in any way we can, and I think they're taking a great deal of responsibility of being careful in how they're passing out meals.
Both Kohler and Nugent say they are also developing ways to help local seniors from feeling even more socially isolated under this emerging health crisis. The Indian Health Service is facilitating coronavirus testing in tribal communities across the United States and in Montana. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio reports.
Chairman Gerald Gray of the newly recognized Little Shell Tribe says the Indian Health Service confirmed tribal members' access to IHS facilities as of Wednesday morning. He says the tribe doesn't have its own clinic yet, but tribal members can now access IHS facilities statewide.
And this is because IHS doesn't have any new construction or what they call facility money for us. So right now, even though it's a federally recognized tribe, we have no facility to provide any kind of services to our members.
Gray says he expects a written and signed confirmation of service, which last week Montana's congressional delegation encouraged IHS to provide. IHS clinics are the most accessible form of medical service for many tribal members. Crow Tribe of Indians spokesperson Cordell Stewart says as of Wednesday afternoon, Crow IHS had sent 5 samples to be tested and all returned negative. Health authorities in Yellowstone County say swab samples are taken at local healthcare facilities and are sent to either the state lab in Helena or one of 2 private companies, Quest or LabCorp. They say the state lab turns results around in 24 to 36 hours, while the private labs may take 3 to 7 days. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Montana's 2 U.S. senators were part of a bipartisan effort today to approve a coronavirus relief package that will be sent to President Trump to sign. Senators Steve Daines and John Tester both joined the majority to pass the Families First Coronavirus Response Act by a 90-8 vote. The bill is aimed at covering testing costs and buffering families from the effects of COVID-19 on employment and access to health care and basic necessities. It designates $1 billion for emergency unemployment insurance benefits, along with covering up to 2 weeks of paid leave for employees in certain circumstances. The act also sets aside over $1 billion in food assistance for local food banks, the WIC program, and senior nutrition programs. Missoula County Commissioners adopted a resolution today to not jail anyone charged with nonviolent misdemeanor offenses under state law or city ordinances. People will still be jailed if convicted. The emergency resolution is effective immediately. It's designed to minimize risk of the novel coronavirus from being introduced into the local detention center. The resolution notes the State Department of Corrections is expected to transfer sentenced inmates at a slower pace for the next few months, increasing the risk of both local overcrowding and the spread of COVID-19. The State Corrections Department announced last week it was stopping all visitation at its facilities. The American Civil Liberties of Montana, meanwhile, says prison and jail inmates are particularly vulnerable to outbreaks of contagious illness. ACLU wants the governor and corrections officials to take special measures to protect inmates from the COVID pandemic. Those include eliminating unnecessary incarcerations and release of vulnerable prison populations, including the elderly and those with existing health conditions. In Billings, wildlife advocates want a U.S. judge to force the government into deciding if the snow-loving wolverine should be federally protected as it becomes vulnerable to a warming planet. The request came in a lawsuit filed today, almost 4 years after the judge ordered wildlife officials to take swift action to protect the rare animal. Also known as mountain devils, wolverines are fierce but elusive predators once found throughout the Rocky Mountains. They were wiped out across most of the U.S. by the 1930s, following unregulated trapping and poisoning campaigns. An estimated 250 to 300 wolverines survive in the lower 48 states, with populations also in Alaska and Canada. The Montana Office of Public Instruction is asking Governor Steve Bullock and the federal government to waive requirements for standardized testing and instructional time. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports the ask comes days into the governor's 2-week public school closure order in response to the novel coronavirus.
OPI is asking Governor Bullock to waive state instructional time requirements and to continue providing transportation reimbursements as schools deliver food to students throughout the closure. OPI is also asking the federal government to waive testing requirements that help dictate federal funding. OPI held a conference call with district administrators, Montana's congressional delegation, and the governor's office Tuesday to discuss issues related to school closures. Many schools are moving to online and remote learning, but districts are concerned about whether they'll have to make up any instructional time they may lose out on during the coronavirus pandemic. They're also worried about continued state funding for transportation needed to deliver meals and physical learning materials to students. Bullock ordered schools to close for 2 weeks starting Monday, but there's anxiety over whether the closures could last much longer. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.